Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joined now from beautiful downtown Yuma, Arizona, by writer Dean Weingarten. Do you actually live anywhere near downtown Yuma?
15 miles is where I normally write, and I actually, my residence is much further out in the country. So it's not that far in miles, but it's about the same temperature.
I would say not downtown. Yeah, I would have to say it's not downtown either. That was a very bad descriptive way to put it.
You could say Yuma County. That's pretty well descriptive.
Anyway, talking to Dean Weingarten, and you have another piece out on this, and apparently we know now that this, I guess the first victim of this shooter at the Greenwood Mall, he actually was carrying a weapon.
Yes, and we don't know what precisely other than it was a handgun, and we know that because a police chief of the Greenwood Police Force, Chief Tyson, said that he was carrying a handgun, and they found it when they were investigating the crime scene. And what happened was that he was taken apparently completely by surprise, which I think is the expected reaction when you're a few feet from walking into a men's restroom and somebody appears in the doorway with an AR-15 and shoots you.
Yeah.
And apparently shot him multiple times, and he simply was unable to respond fast enough to defend himself. And it shows, too, that the advantage of numerous people having carrying concealed weapons for the defense of themselves and others, in that even though Victor Gomez was killed, and all reports are laudatory about him as a good husband, father, and craftsman who was a valued asset to the community, and even though he was not able to defend himself because the murderer had to take him out, that gave sufficient time for Eli to get on target and take the shooter out before he killed very many more people.
Yeah.
And that would be Eli Dickin, who is 22 years old. Victor Gomez was 30 years old when he was killed. And it reminds you a bit, I think we can make this comparison with Jack Wilson in the West Freeway Church of Christ, the defense shooting in White Settlement, Texas.
Yep.
Where the aggressor there had a shotgun, killed one of the armed defense team in a relatively quick shooting, then killed an unarmed member of the church, and was looked to be willing to kill more members when Jack Wilson fired a very accurate shot at a considerable distance and took him out and stopped the slaughter. So it's very, very difficult to stop someone who is willing to die from killing everyone,
yeah,
or anyone, I should say. And so there almost always is one or two victims as people understand what is happening.
Well, they gotta react. Their mind has to wrap around it, right?
Right. And you don't just shoot people because they're there. You know, you shoot them for a reason. And so they have to, if you're a rational human being. And if you don't have a reason to shoot them, they usually are able to get the first shot off. Or maybe two or three or five.
Yeah.
In Greenwood Mall, the killer was able to fire 24 shots. He killed three people and wounded two others. So his marksmanship wasn't all that great, but he did shoot the people that he killed multiple times, is my understanding.
Right. The biggest problem here is that the attacker is always going to have the advantage.
Right.
Because
action versus reaction.
Yeah. So because he knows what he's going to do, and he knows when he's going to start.
Correct.
And while you're sitting around there, unless you're, and you know, when you walk, now you walk around, you open carry in Arizona, and you probably open carry in other places where you're allowed to. I don't know. But I know you open carry in Arizona. And so when you're walking around, are you, what, in the Cooper color code, where are you at?
Well, I'm definitely in yellow and sometimes in orange. And of course, the way you position yourself and how you carry yourself, gives you some additional protection. Because I carry in a strong side holster that has an extra level of defensive mechanism. That is, you can't just yank the pistol out of the holster. You have to activate a release system. And that makes it hard to just snatch it. At the same time, because it's strong side, I usually keep my elbow as another deterrent near the holstered firearm, so that it's hard for somebody to get a hand on that weapon without somehow moving my arm out of the way.
Right.
And then, of course, what I do is I generally work to have that side of me, which has the firearm, away from people that might try to snatch the firearm, and I try to keep a little distance from the general public. And so I avoid things like tight-fitting crowds. I generally don't carry into bars, and so there are things you do. Now, if you're in a political situation, and one of the probably the principal reason that I open carry is for political purposes, and I avoid areas where crimes regularly occur. So, and of course, just the situational awareness of what's going on are always in which you protect against the snatching of a pistol. Now, and of course, as a former peace officer, I've had training in how to defend against attempted snatches and to retain weaponry, and all of that is valuable and good. And mostly, though, I think it's just avoiding areas where people are likely to try it.
Right.
And since it's political, very often it's in coordination with other people, and you can watch each other's back as well.
Yeah,
so all of those
things
are ways that you can exercise open carry and reduce the risk of having a firearm snatched from you. It doesn't happen very often. I watch these cases, and there's only a very few cases in the United States where a ordinary person has a pistol snatched from them.
Right.
People in opposition to this often cite cases where pistols are taken from police officers, as if that is it would invalidate open carry by people who are not police officers. And I've even seen lists where they include lots of people in foreign countries where it's illegal to open carry and a firearm is taken from them, or where it's taken from a security guard in front of a store or something like that.
Let me get you to hold right there. This article got published, I think, on the 21st is what I saw. Yeah. It's at MLN right now. When we get back, we're going to talk a little more to Dean, and I got a few questions regarding this. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about this first victim that was killed in the Greenwood Mall incident. And, you know, I guess... Now, I fully get why you don't go into places like that.
Well, I might. No.
But what I'm saying is that do you think that when we as gun carriers go into a place like that, do we have a tendency to maybe turn off our situational awareness? Are we just so besieged by everything around us that we're, you know, we just can't keep up with it?
There is a real risk. And that is that if you are surrounded by multiple people, it's hard to keep them all in your radar, so to speak, so you have to discriminate. Now, one thing that can be done is, evaluating risks a bit at a time. And people who are good at this read people and decide whether they're risks or not, and then only really worry about those they consider to be serious risks.
Hey, hang on one second, Dean. Jason, are you there?
I am here, Dean.
I know you are, but I'm looking for my producer there because you're coming. You're sort of distorting right now, and it's.
I don't know if you can hear.
I can hear you, but it's just sort of messed up right now at the moment. Jason, are you out there? So let's just go on, and we'll work through this and.
We'll live with the distortion.
Well, I mean, with the I tell you what, you. Go ahead.
I can hang up and call back.
Well, yeah, do that, and let's see what we get out of that, and we'll see.
Very good.
All right. I think one of the problems that arises for gun carriers, and I fight it myself. I fight that urge to let down the guard, and I'm constantly looking around at everything, but we only have a 180-degree field of vision as we're going along, and we have a 360-degree soft target around us when we're in a shopping mall. We got Dean back now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how that sounds. Let me hear you.
Okay, let's try it.
Well, you're still sounding a little robotic.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we can gain from this situation in Greenwood Mall is that the person who killed Victor Gomez was carrying concealed, and he was still the first person killed. You know, some people say that an armed person would be targeted, and that may be true, especially in a case like this. But he was concealed, and he was still the first person killed. So it didn't protect.
Jason, do you hear how that sounded? Can we do anything about that? That's why I had him hang up and call back. Is there any suggestion? Dean, will you hang up and call back again? Maybe count to 10 and then call back. Just trying to get the best audio quality we can, because I like listening to Dean's stories, and when I ask him a question, I want to hear that answer. But situational awareness goes a very long way when it comes to carrying a gun, and I just got to think that when you round a corner, if you're not expecting to see a guy coming out of the men's room with an AR-15, you're going to stop for a second. And I don't know what the play would be for that if the guy has guns up on you and he's got, you're muzzled. I don't know what the solution is for that. I don't know if there is a solution. My first thought would be, slam into him, but I don't know what distance it was or anything else. I'm just sitting back and I'm trying to wonder, as you're sitting there trying to let your mind wrap around it, if you would have any sort of advantage to...
Well...
Go ahead, let me hear you now.
The problem is that...
Oh, you're all cleared up. There you go. Yeah.
Action beats reaction. And this person had obviously made up his mind he was going to kill the first person he saw.
Right.
And, you know, it's very hard to beat that. He has probably in the neighborhood of 3/4 of a second advantage, even if you're on top of everything and possibly expecting something. And in that 3/4 of a second, he likely can shoot you 2 or 3 times, and that stops you from responding. So, you know, life is not fair, and you can't expect everything to have a happy ending. In this case, it appears Victor Gomez was a wonderful guy, and we can celebrate his life by at least he, in his death, gave warning to Eli Dickens, who was then able to rapidly respond and stop the killing at only 3 innocents, which is for a mass murder is at the low end.
Well,
and how many more people would have been killed, we don't know.
While you were in your absence, the thing is that I was wondering if you had maintained situational awareness, and I guess it really comes down to distance. Do we know where Mr. Gomez was in relation to the entrance to the men's room when
I have heard different things.
Right.
It appears that he was waiting outside the women's bathroom, which is a few feet, maybe 15 feet away from the entrance to the men's bathroom, maybe 20. I mean, I couldn't count the tiles in the video that I saw. And what I have heard was that it was real close to closing time for the mall, just like 3 minutes before. And maybe a warning had been issued, we're going to be closing at such and such time. It appears he decided to go to the men's bathroom, and he was walking to the entrance when the killer appeared in the entrance with his rifle. And so they probably were no more than 10 feet apart.
Yeah, well, see, 10 feet, that's insurmountable. That's
insurmountable.
So, yeah, that's insurmountable at 10 feet. I was thinking maybe if he was at the door and he was coming out the door, that might have been a moment when he would have been broadside of the handguard. But
it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
In this case, and it's just, you know, it's just reality. We as people who train and we try to evaluate reality as it is, not as we wish it would be.
Yeah. And hang on right there. Hang on right there for me, if you will. We got Dean clear now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak to the Chinese president over the phone Thursday. Coordinator for Strategic Communications for the National Security Council, John Kirby, previews that call on Fox News.
The president wants to focus on those items on the agenda, things like climate change, things like tensions in the Indo-Pacific, things like Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine. That's what he's focused on.
The two leaders last spoke to each other over the phone back in March. The judge in the Steve Bannon contempt trial will consider arguments for dismissal of the case. Bannon is the ex-Trump aide who recently was convicted on contempt of Congress charges for ignoring a subpoena from the January 6th House Committee. It's been the 1970s since someone was convicted of contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena. USA Radio News. President Joe Biden announces he's now able to return to work in person.
I've just tested negative for COVID-19 after isolating for 5 days.
He was isolated after testing positive and attending all his meetings virtually. The White House says he is fully vaccinated and boosted and only experienced mild symptoms. President Biden adds that he's thankful for his medical team. The Democratic-led House Oversight and Reform Committee is holding a hearing with top gun manufacturers to address a recent spike in gun violence and mass shootings. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, compares Republicans' approach to rising gun crime to Democrats' approach.
Republicans want to target criminals. Democrats want to target lawful gun owners and take away their guns.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We had to get his phone cleared up, but we got him now. He's clear as a bell. Do you have anything else you want to add to the Greenwood Mall?
Yes, I do.
Okay, please.
And that is that while the mall had signs, and I've been told that they were small signs down in a quarter, saying no weapons allowed or something like that, they didn't have the force of law. Somebody from the mall would have to contact. First, they'd have to notice that someone was armed. Then right. They'd have to contact them and ask them to leave, at which point it would have be a trespassing charge.
Right.
And so... but it probably deterred some people from carrying in the mall. But Indiana has about 15% of the adult population have a license to carry a concealed handgun.
Yep.
And they just went constitutional carry. So 15% is probably a reasonable sort of number of the number of people who might be legally carrying at any one time. And I did the math on this. If you have just 10 adults randomly, there's an 80% chance that one of those adults will have a license to carry a concealed handgun. So if you get yourself into a situation where there are a large number of people, and I don't know how many people were in the food court, but I've seen a little bit of video leaving, and it appears they're probably about 50 to 100, perhaps, in that food court. I can't say a perfect number, but I'm going on the video that I saw people being escorted out. So there was a really good chance, if people ignored the signs, on one or more, and we know there were at least two legally armed individuals at the food court when this attack took place.
Right.
And there may have been more that never had a chance to respond and just thought it was the better part of discretion to just leave rather than say, oh, I have a permit and I didn't shoot. I mean, what's the point of that? So we don't know how many, but there were at least two. And so what I would call this from the attackers, the killers' perspective, it was a significant failure of picking a disarmed victim zone.
Yeah,
the victims were not disarmed.
Yeah, but the thing that bothers me about this is that I'm sure that there are gun carriers out there who do not know the difference between policy and law.
Right.
And if they see
and
the signs.
Varies.
Yeah, if they see the signs, might they disarm and might that cost them their life?
Very possible.
Yeah.
Very possible. And we know that there's at least one case where a very prominent carrier in Texas, let's see, I should remember her name, if you remember the lady who later became a legislator, very strong-willed woman. She
her parents were killed in a McDonald's, right?
Well, it was.
In Killeen.
I think it was. And it wasn't a McDonald's. It was a different
thing.
It was a
burger place.
She left her weapon in the car because it was illegal to take it in to the restaurant with her.
Right.
And she had a clear shot at the perpetrator who was killing people in front of her. And she reached into her purse, and then she remembered because of the law, she had left her weapon outside. And because of that, several people were unnecessarily killed.
Yep.
I think is her last name. I should remember all her names. She's a brilliant woman, strong woman. I've listened to her several times. Susanna Gracia Huff.
There you go. Her parents were shot in front of her, right?
Right in front of her. And it was because, essentially, she was law-abiding, and the legislature had forbidden her to have her defensive firearm with her. And so, yes, we don't have to speculate about whether it might happen. We know it has happened.
Well, do you think that kind of a policy exists and is published to confuse people?
I think it's done by a misguided sense of concern for liability. And we have degraded into a society where almost any kind of a lawsuit is allowed for almost anything. And our opposition particularly is all too willing to sue people to get their political will done and maybe even gain money. So what in a previous era, say before 1950, would simply have been said, well, that's the will of God or it's not something that a lawsuit is allowed under the policies that have been put into effect about liability law in the United States, what's called tort, there are huge numbers of lawsuits filed against what would never have been considered torts before 1950. And so I think that's what I suspect is the primary culprit here.
Now, has anybody ever sued anybody for that? Do we know?
It's a good question.
Because they always seem to sue the gun company now. They seem, they're encouraged to sue the gun company, but
I suspect it has happened. I just can't point to one right off because the people often have deep pockets on the other side. They often use government money to sue, and they use it as a way of inflicting terror in the populace in general to get their will, to get their way. And so lawsuit litigation is often used as essentially a way to terrify people into doing what they want. That's my observation.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with this. I'm waiting to see, right now, I'm waiting to see what comes out of Uvalde because they waited on the cops. they did with that particular school district, and I would love to know why they chose not to be armed when it's legal to do that in Texas, when 30% of the school districts are armed. I'd love to know why they didn't think it was a good idea, and I'd love to know
they had their own police department inside the school. They just didn't have anybody in there, you know, at the exact time it happened. And then the responding officers made bad decisions. In hindsight, we can see how these were really bad decisions. At the time, it might not have appeared to be such a bad decision. But when you encounter somebody who is literally shooting up a school, and then you retreat and wait for orders, that's a bad decision. And that seems to be what happened. And what it appears to me is that you had this situation where no one was willing, no one who had the authority was willing to take charge and assume responsibility, and all those who were not really in authority weren't willing to grab the ball and go by their own instinct until almost an hour and a half went by.
Yeah.
So that's one of the problems that you overcome when you have volunteers who are at the scene. They know their only job is to respond directly and quickly if a situation happens. They don't have to wait for authority. They don't have to wait for orders. They just are supposed to act.
Except in Uvalde, I guess.
I'm talking about people who are volunteered inside the situation.
Yeah.
Police officers are taught to obey orders.
Yeah. Well, hang on for me, if you will. We got one more break to get out of the way. This article and the stuff that Dean has written regarding all of this stuff you can find at amaland.com, where Dean has well over 2,000 other articles besides this available to you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And let's if we can, in this last segment, let's talk about this this mistaken identity shooting that occurred in Houston.
Just a terrible, terrible, tragic situation there in Houston. It happened a few months ago. And just recently, it happened on February 14th, in the evening, a little before 10 o'clock in Houston. And what happened is that a man and his wife were in their automobile going to a drive-up ATM. To deposit some money, where they just rolled out the window. Well, there had been a criminal was there waiting for an opportunity. Surveillance video later showed that he'd waited about 20 minutes. And as they attempted to deposit money, he basically stuck a handgun in their faces and demanded their property. And he got, I think, $20 and a check, and then he also demanded a wallet, which he got, and car keys. Then as he fled the scene, it appears to have thrown the car keys down, and the man was Tony Earl, and he had was carrying a firearm, and he got out of the car to retrieve the keys. And the video appears to show the robber, as he's running away, firing back toward the car. And then Tony fired at him, and then there's a vehicle there, and the vehicle was moving in a way that Tony perceived as that he thought that it was a pickup truck, and he thought that the robber might have jumped into it. And he fired at that vehicle, and it was an innocent family, and his shot killed a 9-year-old girl inside the pickup truck. And it's just a horrible, horrible, tragic situation. So what happens in Texas when you have a homicide, and this is clearly a homicide, is that the prosecutor will take this to a grand jury. And I think it's worked as a pretty good system in Texas. No system is perfect. But as we saw in Wisconsin, there was never a grand jury that was brought up in the case there, the prosecutor just decided to prosecute when very clearly if a grand jury had looked at the evidence, they might not have decided to prosecute. But in Houston, we have this tragic event where this 9-year-old girl is killed, and they presented all the evidence they could to the grand jury, and just a few days ago, the grand jury declined to press charges. It's called a no bill in Texas. And so Tony Earls will not be criminally prosecuted for the death of this 9-year-old girl. Now, everybody wants the criminal in this case to be brought to justice because it was his actions in instigating this armed robbery that led to the shooting and the death of the girl. And there's video of almost the entire event. There was surveillance video. The robber was wearing a mask and gloves and other clothing, and they just haven't been able to find him. And a businessman in Houston put up $25,000 for a reward, and then there was a fund, Crime Stoppers, that added $5,000 to that. So there's a $30,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of this criminal, and nobody has come forward. I mean, and I've watched the video, and while some of the video has pretty good resolution, when it's at night and the perpetrator is wearing dark clothing and a dark mask and a dark hat and gloves, it's hard to get a good identification on it. And so there we are, and that's where it sits. Now, understandably, the family of the 9-year-old girl whose name, I've got it here, Arlene Alvarez, should be mentioned. You know, they are very upset and angry, and they want criminal prosecution, and they want, you know, something to show that somebody is being punished. And the grand jury in this case had a horribly difficult task. They had to answer the question.
Yeah.
Is what Tony Earl did, was it an honest mistake? Was he legitimately reasonable in believing that what he was doing was legitimate self-defense when he fired those shots which killed Arlene Alvarez? And it's a horrible decision, but these jury members were convinced by the evidence that he did not act with malice and he was not reckless. He had legitimate reasons to fear for his life when he was firing. That's the only way I can see they could come up with this verdict. And he showed considerable remorse. It was horrible. I mean, you have to think about it. If you fired in what you think is self-defense and you kill an innocent person, that's got to be an absolutely terrible situation to be in. And yet, that's where Tony Earls finds himself. So it's a terribly tragic situation, and it highlights how important it is to know your target and know what's beyond your target. And that's a basic safety measure, and it even applies in a self-defense case. And while the jury in this case found that Earl was reasonable, or at least believably reasonable, it doesn't stop the tragedy. It doesn't stop the heartache in the family who lost this 9-year-old child.
Yeah. Well, if you shoot as the wrong person and then that person turns out to be a child, that's sort of like a double whammy, I would think.
Oh, it's just a terrible, horrible tragedy. Yes.
Yeah.
And the amount of money here is so ridiculous. They lost apparently $20. There might have been some credit cards in the wallet. I don't know. But just a year previously, in October of 2021, a 49-year-old woman, Mary Jane Gonzalez, was at that same ATM, and she was killed with a single shot to the head, and it was believed the robber got $40.
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I suspect drugs.
I do not walk up to an ATM. If I can't drive up to it, and I don't do that. I don't drive up to it without somebody looking behind me while I'm in the vehicle, while I'm on there. And if somebody did roll up, you know, I'm leaning out on the left side, my gun's on the right side. I might start, now that I think about it, I might start just pulling it out and have it into my left hand while I'm punching numbers.
And a lot depends on the neighborhood you're in. This apparently is there had been several robberies at this ATM.
Yeah.
And one murder less than a year previously. So it's a bad spot, a hot spot for crime.
Well, now that we got your phone stuff squared away and everything, and we got a nice clear phone call and everything, will you be here come this Friday?
I intend to be.
Outstanding. Hopefully they publish some more of your stuff.
There are some articles that are in the queue.
Yeah, Dean is so fast that that Ameland has a hard time keeping up with him. The other part is that this article, which I think was the last one that got published, it should be on the front page, maybe. I'm not sure. Let me see when this is published. This is published yesterday. May still be on the front page. If it isn't, there's this plus 2,000 plus other articles there by Dean waiting on you right now today, in addition to everybody else that writes there. I mean, it is quite the impressive site. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.